will drive them out before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land. We are sitting here in Covenant University facility. It was not part of the original vision. It was by the little and little advancement of his ultimate purpose. Come and say ultimate purpose. Ultimate purpose. He never told me anything about Lagos until today he told me. He didn't tell me in the beginning that, okay, you move from Kwara, you go to Kaduna, then you come to Lagos, and then I'll take you to Kenana. No. When I say go to Kaduna first, I'll tell you the next one. Little by little. No one can deliver his ultimate mandate without stepping into the realm of visions and revelations of the Lord. What to do per time, he unveils them. Phase by phase, by phase, by phase, by phase, by phase. Imagine if I never heard. When God said, arise, get down to Lagos, the ministry will stop there. No, it's no respect of persons. It will stop there where we are. The glory will just disappear. Paul, a man of great vision, said, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. You want to step into a place the Holy Ghost will forbid? No, that's not the way to go. And there appeared to me tonight a man of Macedonia saying, come back to Macedonia and help us. That was God's mandate for that moment. Oh yeah, let's go. Visions and revelations of the Lord. Some are still talking about the vision of 30 years ago. They have not had one other encounter to show them the next step. Even to move that assignment forward, you don't have to move from one city to another, but to move from one phase of that assignment to another. One day, his presence filled the room, and I couldn't sleep, and I'm not tired. I said, what's it, Jesus? And that happened from morning, after we closed our liberation service. And it was getting to, I said, Jesus, what's going on? And then around 5 o'clock, I, the God of Wonder Double, is visiting you. What? Never heard it. Never read that before. It's a new face. Within 7 weeks, the church literally doubled. When I say it's actually doubled. And I'm talking about 100,000 plus. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Now, plant 5,000 churches. No. We have never attempted it. Not that we didn't get it. We have never attempted that. There's no way we can plan it. But that was his plan. For 1 year. And then we saw 5,082 churches planted 2019. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And I said, we are not going anywhere in church planting for now. We are going for consolidation, which is the natural way to think. Let's consolidate the gains of this fresh marching order. And then they came, you are planting 10,000 churches this year. I said, God said he will plant. Because I didn't say so. God said he will plant himself. Now, the fact thousands of churches were planted without stress. Sir, without stress. The bulk of our workforce in our system are full-time pastors. And then COVID-19 showed up in March. Let me see 10,000. You say you have from God. Let me see that God. You can't move out of this place. And then I began to resist them in the spirit, not because of that agenda, because of the wickedness of man to man. Ebola broke out in Africa. Nobody shut down. This voice was resonating around the world. No! And in the midst of that fight, because there was a spiritual battle, he began planting these churches. And he did 10,404. In Nigeria, and 1,300 across the other 35 nations of the world. Man, what a beautiful attack from hell. And what a blessing resulted from it. No lockdown can affect God. Can affect man and systems, not God. We need to come this hour into the realms of visions and revelations of the Lord, asking what next, in case it doesn't speak to you directly. And you know why you now need to hear the voice of God? He said, when you ask me any question, and I kept mute, don't ever take my silence for go ahead. My silence means stay where you are. Stay where you are. You haven't passed the test to move to the next level yet. Walk on the face that you are in. You don't change class in school because the year is ended. No. You change class because you pass the test. Well done, thou good and faithful. Now move to the next level. So until you hit that point, you are not set for the next level. That's why we need to be able to hear from God and not begin to interpret what we think as what God said. It's a risk. Is a risk. I believe God has opened our ears, and may we maintain the opening. May we maintain the opening. May we maintain the opening. I was in the car hungry and tired, driving it from Zaria to Kaduna. And the Lord said to me, loud and clear, I was the only one who heard it. The harvest of Africa is now overripe, rushing, and preserved from the gardens. Clean. It has not been edited. Many of you have heard it. Almost tired. But I'm not tired saying it. So don't be tired hearing it. What if you didn't hear? You won't see that face. You won't enter that face. You lose your place in it. Somebody asked me, how do you get things done so cheaply in this ministry? I said, we do nothing except it's commanded. We do nothing except it's commanded. May the ears of everyone stay open from today. No, when you pray, you can be sensitive to his response. But when it comes on his own, and you are not there on the watchtower, you miss it. Come up here and I'll show you the thing that will grow tomorrow. Don't hang around the valley. Come up. You need to be on mountaintop to see what goes on there. You know, I was in the bedroom when God said to me, arise, get unto Lagos, raise me, people. What? In the bedroom? Not on my knees. Now, we have a very interesting illustration here in Numbers chapter 9 about the move of God, practically illustrated. in the journey of God's people from Canaan land, I mean from Egypt to the land of promise. Now verse 15 beginning is very interesting. It doesn't need any teaching, just direct. And on the day that tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. And so it was always, always, that the cloud covered it in the day and the appearance of fire by night. Now, and when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that, the children of Israel journeyed. And the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tent. Mind, they were just moving under the cloud. The cloud of glory. When we are sensitive to his move in our life and ministry, we don't step out of the glory. The glory does not leave us behind. Amen. Now go ahead. And at the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle, many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents. According to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. Now, and so it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning. Just one day or half a day. And the cloud was taken up in the morning. Then they journeyed. Whether it was in the day or in the night, anyhow, as it was when the cloud abode even to the morning, and the cloud was taken up in the morning, they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night, or whether it were 2 days, wait a minute, a month, or a year. The Lord said to me, don't move out of this country. 2017. Whether it's 1 day or 2 days. We have a brand new jet at the airport. They journey not.
They journey not.
And then 5,000 churches, bam. 10,000 churches, bam. 1,000 churches built at a go. Then 500, and then, my God, they journeyed not. All the junk getting around the world. You know, where you go? I'm going to Asia.
Are you a geographer?
I mean, I just doing sightseeing. I was in China, and then I moved to Malaysia. Then went to Indonesia. I had a brief prayer in Dubai. I just rested a bit. Then I took off again. To America. Well done. All the air hosts and air hostesses are doing the same job. Every air host of an airliner travels to all parts of the world. Or you don't know? Is that an achievement? You will go to call that, just to let you know I'm in town in case there is opportunity to bless the people. Now, can you imagine this small boy at the beginning of the ministry having such a time?
Never.
One of my big friends in America said, inviting me to a meeting is warfare. Come and say warfare. That will require prayer and fasting. Because even when I'm coming on the way, I might turn back. That God just spoke to me and I've turned back. Now, there is no platform on earth that I wish to be invited to minister. Neither did I wish it before when there was nothing here. Your job is your job. Face it. 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 When it's time, tell me, I will just stop. Because I've not seen my note, but I've told you what I should tell you. Praise God. Amen. It's time to break forth into the realm of visions and revelations to sustain relevance and impact in ministry. Those testimonies, I believe they are practical enough. As you may hang, I'm still hanging on that 18-hour long drawn vision. It will become a song. I was before the Lord 18 hours. I thank God. It was an awesome sight. My God, it was like yesterday. Well done. Where is it? To liberate the world. Is that how to liberate the world? To be telling the story of the vision? I just thank God. You know. Man, I don't know whether you have been in a vision that is 10 hours. I'm talking to you about 18 hours. 18 hours vision. Dave, you know 18 hours vision? My God. It was heaven on earth. I tell you something. Amen. I had it. I ran. Ran with it. I'm still running. I'll tell you something very funny. Paul, nobody has ever invited me to be best man in a marriage. In my life. My entire life. And I'm sure I'm too young now to be invited. You can never be sure I'll be there. It's a major problem because if he said the Lord told him to go to the mountain, that's the end. Let me alone because I'm not fine enough to be a best man. You know, Elijah was wearing animal skin all over. Oh, Jesus. Visions and revelations of the Lord. Faith, we never had an honeymoon. I don't know what it looks like. Honey in the moon. There's so much challenge on the earth. Is it wrong? No. Just an addiction. It's never wrong, sir. Please don't get me wrong. It's not wrong to be a best man, but because I had one. And who didn't come on time? You remember? I said, somebody has to wear any suit and let's go. There is no weird where the road best man should wear the same coat with you. So I ask a friend of mine, bring your coat, let's go. Oh my God. He said, did you pray about this coming? Never. They are not going to marry him. They've never asked the best man, will you agree to join yourself together? No. I asked someone to go and start the service. It was going to start late. The pastor was having ceremony in his place. I said, look for someone that is wearing a good coat. Let him go and start. Among the brethren. All this ceremony people carry on their head. I carry something else on my head. It was working in me, even that marriage. The thing was working inside me. Now we'll be having a lifelong honeymoon. Isn't that better?
And now Richard Branson is already flying people to the moon. It's only $250,000 for a flight. So don't just go to any moon around here. Go to the actual moon. Amen. Praise God. Time to come to the realm of visions and revelations. A fundamental requirement for sustaining impact in ministry. You don't know what to do next, you don't get to the next level. You don't know what to do next, you come to the next level. You don't get to the next level without knowing what to do next. I hope the Frenchman is saying what I'm saying, because I can't hear. Amen. Because when I say amen, I'm not hearing their amen, so I'm not sure. You know, there's a very humorous story of a man that, an American that went to Young Cho's place to minister. And when they were in the, in the green room, the man said he was going to talk about Iran, the challenges that Iran is causing the world. Young Cho said, these people are hungry, they are sick, they don't even know anything called Iran. So pray the gospel. They said, no, that's what the Lord told me. So Young Cho said he would be the one to interpret. So as the man was saying what he was saying, Young Cho was saying something. And people were clapping. They were saying amen. So after this time, he said, but you said they won't enjoy it. He said, yeah, they enjoy it. Amen. But you know, by my gentle nature, can anybody argue like that with me? That he wants to preach something, that's what the Lord told him. I said, okay, he didn't tell me that. Go to where he sent you to. And if you try to, I will take the mic. You know, I'm so gentle. Have you ever seen anybody more gentle than me in your life?
I've never seen.
In your life.
I haven't seen.
Now, someone came to minister in our church in Kaduna. They took him to hotel. I said, they should tell him, he shouldn't come back. He should go from there. He should go from there. I mean, his ministry has finished here. He was just joking on the platform. No scripture, no nothing. Now, a little girl in the church told her father, is that the man going to preach on Sunday? I'm not going to come. If that's the man that will preach on Sunday, I'm not coming. A little child, they are all used to the world. And somebody is playing and jesting. Unholy jest. You remember? I sent two of the pastors there to tell him to go from there to there. Amen. Praise God. Only a serious approach guarantees a glorious result. Stop jesting around. Guest speakers don't make ministry. No. You just have pure entertainment. Every exploit in ministry is as allowed by the head of the ministry. It's as made happen by his commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. If God truly called you, go and be the main speaker in your meetings. You may need more time to repair the damage to your calling. Can you imagine somebody coming here and say he doesn't believe in signs and wonders? It would destroy that mandate. Ushering this era with me is the era of signs and wonders, of a new order. I had him life. the day you stand here to preach anything near, not even it, near it, that malign the place of signs and wonders. I'll say, John, never come back here. Amen. I lay hands on someone that was a victim of SS. One leg was shorter than the other. As Rajoba. The leg grew to match the other. Right? He said, you don't believe. And only God confirms his word with signs and wonders for him. I caught light in one of those nations of the life in my breath after the order of my father. He breathed into a clay, became a living soul. And he lives in me, so I have his breath. They line up. I think it was the early days of HIV. Explosive testimonies in confirmation of his word. We are not called for the same thing, but everybody should jealously guard his calling or lose his place. Just jealously guard his calling or lose his place. The cloud of glory will not leave you behind. The cloud of glory will not leave anyone behind. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. The cloud of glory is moving. Let us move. Now, can someone sing that song, please?
The cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud.
Move with
the cloud of glory. Let your faith, let your spirit rise, and your strength be renewed.
Come and let us walk together.
Come, let us move on together.
As we follow,
we are healed. New heights we attain. Let us move away the cloud. As we move,
Stop your music. I'd like you to drink into the spirit of that song. The cloud of glory is moving. Let us strive to keep pace with the cloud. Let your spirit arise. And your strength be renewed. Now, come, let's move on together. If you're interested. Keeping pace with the cloud is what guarantees moving from glory to glory. Sustainability of impact requires sensitivity of spirit. Sustainability of impact requires sensitivity of spirit. My God. We have never seen the grace of God in this dimension as he has enabled us to see the last 4 years. Sit down here. I have enough places to go in the world without requiring invitation. Enough places. in all places across the nations of the earth. In all places. Sit down here. Yes, sir. Now, Benin Republic is about 2 hours, 30 minutes from my house. I've not seen the place. They say don't drive there. I mean, they say don't fly. They don't go. Let us move with the cloud, move with the cloud. That's the way out there. You have gone on that mountain long and long. It's becoming drudgery. You know, there is no more life in what you are doing because that phase has gone. And you didn't see the next phase. And so it becomes a challenge flowing. Now, you are set to sing that song. We're not playing any music to it.
The cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud.
Everybody now.
Move with the cloud of glory. The cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud. The cloud of glory, cloud of glory is moving. Let us move with the cloud. Move. Let your spirit, let us hear it right. And your strength be renewed.
Come now.
Come, let us move on together.
If you don't have more than the time available, then you didn't get through with your studies. There's always more to say. Find out the remaining. Praise God. For grace to move with the cloud, all the days of your life and ministry, receive it right now.
Amen.
Grace never to allow the cloud leave you behind. Receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Please get seated for a moment. And let's have some show of these antics. This one is 92. But I can't go through all of them. But see how many you can carry and show them. Is that the way to show it? Let me have about 4 or 5 people right here, please. You know, just take some of them out. Come take them out. Now, these are study notes, the kind Paul was talking about. Mm-hmm. Some of them are eaten up by heat. But the inside didn't crash. My God. My God. Now, let more carriers come, please. You'll be carrying weights of insight in your life. There are more carriers than what to carry. So all the others can move. Praise God. I know you come and carry. Amen. Now, what's yes thou? I see many books. You have seen well. You will go fast. Everyone who has cited these beats today, the discipline required to be a student of the world in truth and in deed for the remaining days of your life, receive it now. My daughter, those who do know their God, they shall be strong. Those that they are feeding every day. Those who do know. If you can use the knowledge of your teacher to pass an exam, nobody will fail. You need your personal insight that will guarantee your personal success that qualifies for the next level. I started studying for this in May, along with all the services for God's sake, along with all the special meetings that I consented to some 2 years ago. But my son, have you ever seen me in a place without a note?
Never, sir.
To preach?
Never. Never.
How? What do I know? Prepared note, prepared meditation. That's what works. Now, one last joke. I returned from a trip one time and my wife said, "What did you bring?" I said, "Come and see." I took her to my study room. We've never lacked one since I got married. My study room. No human being can sleep there. It's in the house. All the girls can sleep on top of each other in their sitting room, but not in that room. Because I enter here at any time. Anyway, it has no bed. So I opened the first box, books. Second box, books. He said, "What else?" I said, "That's all else." I said, "If I can assess the contents of this book, it will make me an manufacturer of the things I will have bought. If I can assess. All this from fear ministry, you just wear coat, wear shirt, and then shout, 'Yay, come on now.' Yeah. Shout, 'Yay, yeah, 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 yeah.' Shout, your pastor just came back from Europe. I was in Italy, and then I went to Belgium, crossed over to Holland, and then I just came back through Cameroon. Thank you for your geography. We came here for life. I'm not playing." So when those who talk are talking, I just, they don't know what they are doing. If they know a little that God shows me, they won't say what they are saying. Now, you still find a lot of studies here on prosperity. Yet, I'm said, whether by mistake or whatever, to be one of his apostles of prosperity with valid proofs. But there are still depths in it. There are still depths in it yet to be uncovered. You have seen it. You will handle it. So don't write some funny notes on some plain sheet and then it's thrown away. Order these things. Order the ones that is convenient for you and write them in packs. Each of these ones have dates. Date when it's opened. Date of everything that goes into it is on top of each topic. This is how it works. Can I tell you why I'm telling you this? I want you to scale higher height.
Amen.
It will come through your tireless studious life and your tireless practice of your findings. And listening to the things that you preach to see how much of it you are allowed to work in you. Can you see the impact of, you don't need to know anyone to scale the utmost height in life, just know me. That's what he told me, 1981, and that's what we are finding here on display. Just know me. You don't need to know anyone to scale the utmost height in life, just know me. Who attends your wedding is it doesn't add up. You're somebody who's available and is a friend and wishes you well and had the time that time to be there. Who shook hands with you is irrelevant. He took his hand back anyway. Now listen, who prayed over you is irrelevant. He's doing what God says, that God blesses through prayers. I thank God. Can I again lay hand on me 10 times? Well done. He laid on me once. Once and for all. Well, my God, when Egan was going to heaven, God told me here that someone as close to you as your cloth is coming over. I said, my heavenly Father, no, Egan. Woo! He had no headache. He had no fever. He had nothing. I told my wife, the eagle is about to fly. Let's go. Let's go. We left in a hurry. Somebody as close to you as your cloth. So it's not, this is my father and the Lord, my mother and the Lord. That's not what works. What works is drawing to the virtues, into the virtues that they carry. That's what matters. No one here will fail.
Amen.
Thank you for carrying these blessings.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please help me deposit them. They are not a gift. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Woo! Amen. I'm going higher, yes I am. I'm going higher today.
I'm going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus to stay. I'm going up all the shadows into the presence of God. The presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today.
I'm going higher.
I'm going higher. Yes, I am.
I am.
I'm going higher today.
I'm going
higher. Yes, I am.
Going with Jesus today.
Oh, I'm going above the shadow
into the presence of God.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Into the presence.
I release every one of us into the realm of more than conquerors in our various ministries. Your ministry scales through into the realm of more than a conqueror. Your life and family scales through into that realm of more than a conqueror. You are returning at the same time with your diverse testimonies of more than a conqueror. As you take these covenant responsibilities, watch out for how God will keep decorating you from one phase of your life and ministry to the other. And so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Now give the Lord a big hand of praise. Now, final humor. You know, we used to take offerings in the last day of this seminar. Now, you take that offering back to your various places where you came from and bless someone there with a need with it. It will be acceptable to heaven. Just bless somebody. I don't want to add that to my responsibility. I've been looking for how to distribute it. Take it and go and distribute it accordingly. We have moved my family up onto 300 million a year for scholarship. We are still moving. We are still moving. I have problems of distribution, to be sure it's by discretion. Amen. You are going up. Your obedience does not add anything to God. It only adds to you. Relax. Some people say, I will have come, but I didn't have what to give. I say, am I a shrine? No. No, what is your problem? What's your problem? What's your problem? Just settle down. You are to give an offering this last moment that we normally do, that we look for who to give it to, orphanage and all that. You look for.
Yes, sir.
Take it in your hand and look for. It may not look much, but look for. Somebody needs something.
Yes,
that will put a smile on his face. Look for. A child needs to go to school. That's not going to school. Go and find out. Is there any child in your cell fellowship that's not going to school? Look for. And be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Any prophet, any apostle that looks to the people he sent to is a fake one. It's a fake one. It's a fake one. Complete fake. Complete fake. Please, plugging is for your good. May you live here without giving grace. May you go forth from here and be tireless and delightsome in your given life. Get seated, give the Lord a big hand of praise. I had this light recently. There's a blessing that answers in the now. There's another that answers in your generations after you. The difference. Blessed is the man that fears God and delights himself greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be blessed upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall remain in his lineage. And his righteousness endures forever. Delight yourself in obeying God. It secures not just your future, but your posterity. Delight yourself in obeying God. Delight yourself in obeying God. Delight yourself in obeying God. It will not only secure your future, it will secure your posterity. Delight yourself in obeying God. There is none of the families of our children that's not building churches today. Not one. And they have not told me how many they are building. I even wanted to find out today, but I have not seen them. I don't know how many my wife built. Well, my first set of commitment is 100 churches. Personal. My prosperity has no key leg. His kingdom is my reason for living. I won't tell you more, but be delighted in obeying God. Don't be under pressure. Enjoy it as a privilege on all fronts. I have a soul winning team that on our payroll, not the church. You get to the office, you think it's a new innovation. Everyone has a system on which it works. We make calls to our new converts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, forever. We watch over them. How many are coming into church? We call. Were you in church yesterday? What service were you? In love. Did you come with another person? So amazing things. This thing works. Now, just sit down and ask yourself, if I have $20 million today, write the test for yourself. What will be my priority distribution? Then that will tell you how soon you may get there. That will tell you how soon you may get there. You may discover that your next 10 items, there is no God in it. God says, I better keep this boy like this, the way he sees it. So he can make heaven. If it means I'm passing through fire. Because you are not in his kingdom, is not your agenda. Come there. So if God gives me $1 billion today, he has no problem. That's where to go. Open up your life to his blessings by your tireless commitment to the advancement of his kingdom. With your strength, with your mind, my God, with all of your heart. And then you see the glory just coming in dimensions. On arrival at your respective ministries, it will be clear that you have met with God. Amen. Watch out. He will visit you. Amen. I say, watch out. This God will visit you. Amen. You have had some visitations. You will have a topping visitation. Amen. By the time we are done with the impartation service, it will be said of many, the spirit of that boy has rested upon him. Because we'll be taking territories for Jesus. At the sound of your name, devils will be fleeing. You step into a place, heaven step in there. Rise to your feet and be blessed. See you next. No one here today will be found in the grave. Yeah. Year in, year out, you'll be growing in strength. Yeah. No one here will lose his or spouse. Yeah. No one here will bury any of their children. Yeah. No one's ministry will crash. Yeah. No one's ministry will crash. The wisdom required for a master builder, because every head of ministry is a master builder in that ministry.
Yes, yes, yes.
Receive it now. The grace required to stand strong ever in prayers, ever in studies, ever in the practice of the world. Receive it now. I decree safety for all of our movement in the name of Jesus. Give him thanks.
Hallelujah. Don't you think God deserves a bigger clap? And join a shout to it right now. Man, I'm not hearing you shouting to the Lord. To him be the glory forever. In the precious name of Jesus. Will you join me? Let's pray for God's servant. That's the best way to say we appreciate God for the blessing that we have received from him. Paul said, pray for us. Let's pray. Father, let your hand rest upon your servant more than ever before. Send your help to him for continuity, like you did for Paul, apostle. Let grace multiply. Let peace surround him. Somebody pray right now. He's blessed us so much. This is the least we can offer to pray for him. Father, we thank you for your servant who you have used to gather us together and bless us. Lord, refresh him. Bless him in return. Let your hand continue to rest upon him. Upon the assignment given to him, upon his entire family. Thank you for doing it, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. 6 p.m. is when we are gathering back at Faith Tabernacle for the last encounter night. And like we are directed, we're expected to come with points of contact for those who are in business and career. And I think all of us are in some business. So if it's your Bible, you are bringing us point of contact or your note or whatever, just get ready with it and you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Please love your neighbor. Give him or her the goodness of the Lord right now. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2021. I'm more than a conqueror. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening.